Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Illinois has advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005. The Illini will next play coming up Thursday evening in Boston against Iowa State. And now joining us is their head basketball coach in Brad Underwood. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations. I would ask you how you're doing, but I think I know the answer to that one after punching a ticket to the Sweet 16. So thanks for coming on.
No, I appreciate you having me, and it's always a good feeling.
Well, I love the way that you celebrated after the game. Usually you see the coach just getting soaked with water, but you elected to fight back coming in with that super soaker with the water gun. How'd you come about that one?
A very, very thoughtful strength coach was thinking of my well-being there, and figured it was time for me to get these guys back a little bit. So the goggles and the super soaker were waiting when I walked in from the floor. So yeah, it was nice to get back a little bit and not just take all the cold water.
No, that's awesome. What are your first thoughts about advancing to the Sweet 16 when you've had it marinate for a few days and you look back knowing that your team's playing for a trip to the Elite Eight coming up Thursday evening? Just what comes to mind?
Yeah. You're pleased, you're excited. There's a lot of positive vibes and positive momentum and you're excited for the program, the university. This is such a storied program. You're excited for your fans. We sell out every single night here in Champaign and great fans. They travel with us. You're happy for them. It's been a while. So you look forward to the next opportunity, to keep doing what these guys work so hard for, you're happy for them. And it's very rewarding. It's a lot of fun. You got to take in these moments and enjoy them. And I think this group's doing that pretty well.
You know, it's not just this group that finds a way to get this program to a Sweet 16. It's other groups as well that unfortunately came up short. Just how much were you maybe thinking about in the aftermath of the game about guys like Kofi and Io that had really good teams at Illinois, but unfortunately couldn't get to the Sweet 16?
Well, it takes everybody. And unfortunately, winning is really hard. And, great programs sometimes get beat, that we were a one seed, we got beat. We had All Americans and Kofi and Io, great players, Trent Frazier, Demonte Williams, guys who laid the foundation for what we've built here. There's not a day goes by you don't think about those guys, and you're disappointed they didn't get to do this, but we're not here without them. And You know, they've all hit me on text. They're all ecstatic. And, you know, Illinois is bigger than a team. It's a great university. It's a great program, very proud alums. And so excited for all of them.
Coach Brad Underwood here with us, the Fighting Illini, back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005. There's so many different eras of college basketball, coach, right? We've seen developing players for 3-4 years. We've then seen one and dones, and now it's really the transfer portal era. Marcus Domask, what he's been able to do for your program coming in from Southern Illinois, just kind of reflect back on that transfer portal process, and how did you guys know that you were getting a pretty damn special player?
Well, we knew we were getting a good one. He had 1,600 plus points. He was an all-league guy. They had had success. Been really well coached. His dad is a high school coach, so we knew here's a guy who's grown up in the gym, knew what work was. And then, you know, in the conversations we had, it was he wanted more. He wanted development. He wanted to continue to grow his game. He wanted to play on the biggest stage. He wanted to be in the NCAA tournament. All those things resonated, and then it was, how do we make him fit? How do we get the most out of this guy? And it took some trial and error. We had to make some changes during the season, and now we've put him in a situation to be successful. He's helped elevate everybody on our team, but we knew what we were getting. We just didn't see it, you know, until you go through it. Is he tough enough to do it? But we saw a lot of success and a lot of positive things in the process.
Yeah, you can't fully know what you're getting, but when you talk about potential, and we've seen so many players transfer from smaller schools to bigger schools and big time conferences, are there like certain signs that you see that, you know, okay, a player has what it takes to embark in what is Big Ten basketball and be a part of a team that won a Big Ten championship?
Yeah, most of it goes back to character. You know, the character of the kid. We all see the talent. You know, we all see the running, jumping, the skills. But you know, until you really get to know somebody and what they stand for and who they are and their level of work, you know, everybody says, well, he's tough. Well, you know, that's a relative term. That can, you know, somebody's level of toughness might be different than mine. You know, how do they handle adversity? How do they, you know, do they want to get in the weight room on their, you know, and work and continue to get better? All those things play into it. And, you know, it's our job as coaches, you know, the portal's speed dating.
Yeah.
You know, and the reality is you got to dig as deep as you got to dig to find out what you want to find out. And, you know, we just felt that was a great match.
Seems like you're pretty good at speed dating though, coach, with some of the transfers you've been able to bring in.
We got a great staff that do a really good job of knowing what fits our program and what guys do. So we like to think we're sure not the master of it, but we like to think we know what we're doing a little bit.
Coach Brad Underwood here with us. So you talk about how it's been a work in progress this year. You see what your backcourt's been able to do with Terrence Shannon and Marcus Domask as of late. Why have they been able to get things moving in the right direction, especially this time of year, and complement each other so nicely?
Yeah, we were okay early in the year. We were playing a lot of five-out stuff. Coleman Hawkins returning was a big part of this. And you know, he's a pick-and-pop five man who could really shoot it. And then we had a returning starting center in Dane Deja, and one of the real challenges was figuring out how to play. And then Ty Rogers, a guy that's started a lot of the year at the point for us, and it was just figuring out the right way, putting guys in matchups, putting guys in the spaces that they could succeed. And at first, what we were doing wasn't quite right. We were turning the ball over. It was a little more of a struggle, and then we went to booty ball, and you know, now it's you know, I say it all the time, we're starting five power forwards, and just finding the matchups. We're not an overly complicated team in terms of being able to pass, but it's very much been successful and putting guys in situations that they can flourish in.
I'm glad you brought up Coleman Hawkins, because I was watching his post-game presser after the victory against Duquesne as your squad advances to the Sweet 16. Brad Underwood here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. And he said, obviously, you know, we're excited, we're elated that we're advancing to the Sweet 16. But he reiterated, you don't want to get too high on the emotional feeling because the goal is to still win a national championship. To have that kind of leadership and that tone be set immediately after the game, just can you even place a value on that as a coach on what it means to have a Coleman Hawkins?
Yeah, that made my day hearing that, sitting up there next to him, because it's Coleman's a four-year guy. You know, he's a guy that's never left, and he's gone through the adversity. He's gone through the trials and tribulations, you know, life by experience, you know, as a college basketball player, and he gets it. He understands what this thing's about. And yes, it is a great accomplishment to win a Big Ten tournament championship, to get to the Sweet 16. But this group has set standards that they haven't let anything get in their way. And it's been an up and down season in terms of the roller coaster ride, but yet they've always come back to the same thing. And that's, we're trying to get to Arizona. We're trying to win a national championship, you know, they haven't let anything deter them from that.
You clearly have a hungry group, because Coleman also said he thinks there's a different level that this team has not reached yet. What do you think that level is, and how much better do you think this team could be?
Well, we're a team that was a top 10 team early in the year defensively, and we've got the number one offense now in the country, and yet we've been inconsistent a little bit at times on the defensive side, and I thought we made some big strides this weekend. You know, a Duquesne team who's got two great guards. You know, Morehead State is as talented offensively as anybody out there. And I thought we did some really good things holding them to 30-31% shooting. So we're getting there. I think that's an area we've got to find that consistent play that we had early. If we get to that, then we can be really, really good.
Obviously, we got a bunch of great games to kick off the Sweet 16, but when you look at your opponent coming up, Iowa State in Boston, what are the first few things that jump off the page with the way that they play?
Yeah, TJ's doing a great job. They play extremely hard. Obviously, you win the Big 12 championship in the tournament like they did. They've beaten Houston twice, who's a one seed. You know, I think on the defensive side that they're very talented. They know exactly what they're doing on that side. They don't make a ton of mistakes. They've got a very, very good point guard. And they're a team that has an identity. And, you know, when I watch them, I know what they practice, you know, and I know what they work on. It's very evident in terms of what they do. So they're a two seed for a reason. It's going to be a dogfight, and we're going to have to play awfully well to beat them.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I know a few weeks delayed on the Big Ten championship, and what a heck of a performance it was this weekend to get to the Sweet 16. Good luck the rest of the way, and thanks so much for giving us some time.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.